call this meeting of the Town of Mount Jackson to order. This time we'll do the roll call.
Ms. Faltz?
Here.
Mr. Andrick?
Here.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Here.
Mr. Shepherd?
Here.
Mr. Rudy?
Here.
Ms. Good?
Here.
And Mayor Miller?
I'm here. At this time, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alrighty, this time do we have any agenda additions, deletions, or changes to come before us? So we're gonna move on to hearing from the visitors. One thing moving forward with hearing from the visitors, we used to do it years ago, we got away from it. When you step up, just say your name and give your address, please, for the clerk. That would be appreciated. On the docket next is Russell Pritchett. The word is yours.
You want me over there?
That would be fine, sir.
Okay. My name's Russell Pritchett. I live at 1739 Turkey Donna Road, Cricksburg, 22847.
Thanks, sir.
I wasn't aware that everything was going on regarding this proposed solar farm, other than the fact that we have, I guess, an approval for the original 161 acres. And then you're looking at the new, I guess, a company that's purchasing the company that originally started with the plan. And now they want to carry that a little bit further and go to phase two and phase three, which will incorporate approximately 500 acres. I'm familiar with solar farms. I work with a very large excavator on several projects that built some solar farms, one in Louisa, one in Powhatan County just recently. And some of the things that come into mind, I think, if you folks are not aware of it, I just want to bring it to your attention. If you haven't seen, I mean, I'm sure you're aware of what you've got going moving forward here and what you're about to vote on tonight. But what you got to look at, I think, very carefully here is the amount of holes that you got to dig for the supports. You know, I mean, how deep are those holes got to go? Do you really know, do y'all know, as a committee, do you know how, a council, how deep those holes are? Typically, when you put up a sound wall along any highway, if you come 1 foot out of the ground, you got to go 2 feet in the ground. So, if you look at about the thousands and thousands of panels that are going to be installed on this land, and look at the number of holes that you're digging, and what's that going to do to possibly some water tables. You got to look at, you need to look at that. I'm not an engineer by any means. I can't question what has already been, I guess, done or examined or approved or whatever, but I'm just saying that you're looking at that. We have caverns that run all underneath all that area. Where I live, I know I've got caverns underneath my land, because they warned me about that when I went to drill for my well. So we've got a lot of rock. You need to be looking at that. I mean, you're talking about, and my biggest concern, I mean, this is better, quite frankly, than a mega site, but I'm personally not in favor of a solar farm. It's not a farm, okay? It's industrial. So I don't know how they can call it a solar farm, first off. I think it's an industrial property. You're changing the landscape to industrial, and you're also changing the landscape. I've said this before in previous meetings when the whole thing was originally going to be a mega site. I spoke about the fact that my wife and I moved here this come February, it'd be 8 years ago, and we moved here because of the area, because of the people, because of the landscape. You're going to change the landscape drastically with this solar farm. And my understanding also, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, when these solar panels are going to rotate with the sun, and as they rotate, at their highest peak, they're going to be 12 feet above grade. That's a big difference from what we already have in our landscape around here. Okay, that changes everything. So you're gonna ride down the road, and at any given day, you're gonna see a solar panels, a whole bunch of solar panels, thousands of solar panels, sitting 12 feet vertically in the air. And it's not gonna be just a matter of having cornfields, then you cut the corn down, stays like that until you plant another cornfield. It's gonna be 24/7, 365 days a year. So I personally think if some of the things, some of the points that I brought up, if you're not aware of them, I'm gonna request as a resident of this area that you postpone your vote for this particular project tonight and do some research and then bring it back to the people. That's all I'm gonna say. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. And that's all we have under that.
Do you wanna respond? I can speak to him.
Yeah, you're on the agenda. You can handle, you've had a couple things there, give you time to digest that. All right, well, then I'm up next. Well, I've been gone for a while, and I really wanna thank the council, wanna thank the staff, and especially thank my vice mayor for handling the past couple meetings, had some things going on the home front that I needed to be taken care of, and I just really appreciate being able to do that and get the wife walking again. I wanna thank the town, I wanna thank the council for allowing me to go to the Mayor's Institute and be a male and represent the town. I was asked this year to be the facilitator for the Mayor's Institute. That's typically the VML president's job, and she couldn't do it this year, so they asked me to do that. And it was a very nice conference. There were over 50 mayors and vice mayors. That was in Hampton, Virginia. After that, the VML conference started, attended various classes and things down there, brought a few things back, shared with Judy and police chiefs and things that I found. So again, I just want to thank everybody for allowing me to do that. I finished my term on the legislative committee for the state as well as general laws and policy chairman. So we'll see if Mount Jackson gets a seat at the table for this coming year under the new president. Again, I just wanted to thank everybody for that. Coming up on our calendars, last Saturday of the month, the 27th, is our Apple Harvest Festival. We've added a few things. We're going to have a dedicated kids zone on the south end. It's going to be a lot of things for children, bouncy houses, clown. We're going to have police chief's going to be there making sure that the checking radar for pitching arms, not for cars this time. So that'll be nice. I know Rescue and Fire said they're going to bring an apparatus or two and be a part of it as well. That'll be nice. We have pony rides this year too, and we've got some nice sponsors to come on board and help us out and take the burden off of us for that. We have four bands this year at the gazebo, all local. That's going to start at 9:30 and end at 5 o'clock. And we'll have food vendors and all my crafters and all that. If you make a good apple pie, or you think you make a good apple pie, I want to see it. I want to taste it, actually. And we're going to see who makes the best apple pie in Mount Jackson. So we're going to have that. Flyers will start going out this week. And again, I want to thank staff for all they're doing to help us get this thing rolling right along. That is all I have. Are there any remarks by council? We don't have any presentations. I apologize. I was using the peripheral.
Hard to see at the end of the
camera. There you are down there. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to elaborate on something that came up a couple months ago when we were talking about the King Street properties. And I questioned whether changing everything into apartments was going to then trigger the apartment codes coming into play. And I worked with our representative from the attorney's office, and Matthew and I talked a couple times. He did research, and it turns out that the code is ambiguous, so it can be interpreted either way, that if you add to what is already an apartment, then it's not triggering it being an apartment building. But it depends on how you read it. So it can go either way. He said it's ambiguous. So we have to go with the flow with that, and less or until it's changed to make it more specific. So I wanted to clarify that and get that out for everybody to learn about. I think that Kevin also got a copy of that, so that he because I was questioning him about it even prior to that, and it's good to know.
The law can be tough to interpret sometimes in the codes, and I know we're working on trying to clear that up. Is there anything else? Chief, the floor is yours if you need it.
No report, Mr. Mayor.
All right, thank you for being here. We appreciate it. Town manager's report.
The town attorney sends his regrets. His daughter is getting confirmed this evening in Arlington, so he sends his apologies. And just to kind of expand a little bit on what Ms. Good was talking about, of course, we are in the process of working on updating our zoning ordinance, and I've had a discussion with the Berkeley group who's working with us and shared that concern about apartment buildings in the downtown business district. So we'll be working with the ordinance committee, and not only looking at that particular section, but other sections of the zoning code as well.
Thank you. All right. Start off with the Finance Committee. Mr. Shepherd, floor is yours.
Haven't a thing, sir. Not a thing at all.
Doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ordinance.
Nothing to it, sir.
Thank you, sir. Personnel.
I do have a report from the Personnel Committee. The committee met on September the 12th in this room in the afternoon, and the primary purpose of that meeting was to review the draft position descriptions that have been developed for the clerk of council and for the administrative management position that have been put into the new FY19 budget. Because a preliminary look at those two position descriptions indicated there was some overlap and duplication, and our town manager brought to the table at that meeting the fact that they had looked into these position descriptions and expanded the clerk of council's position to absorb some of the responsibilities that were in that administrative management position. And I think that new position is now called clerk of council / administrative assistant.
Correct.
Is that accurate?
Correct.
Okay. And that position has since been announced and put into the papers and various other places, and I think applications are being received by the staff.
Correct.
The meeting on that September afternoon also included making some recommendations and some considerations for giving our support staff members some opportunities for personal, or not personal, but professional development. And that's the report.
So, the deadline on that was, we're looking at the
23rd. 23rd of October.
Yeah. And how's, and that's been well received?
So. It is.
Yeah. Public safety.
Yes. Police report for September, the calls received was 423, which is down 12 from August. There were 6 criminal offenses, 2 closed or cleared, 1 referred to another agency. I'm sorry, there were 4 closed or cleared, and 1 open under investigation. They found 5 open doors and windows at 5 different locations. Under the rescue and fire report, they had total responses were 73, EMS was 45, fire was 28, and 81% of the calls were covered by volunteers. They are having a community breakfast on October the 28th, and they are replacing their utility served vehicle with a 2019 Chevrolet Silverado.
May I interject? Is that the 27th? Isn't it the morning of the festival?
Yeah. Did I get the date wrong?
Yeah,
okay.
You have 28.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
It's Saturday morning.
Just want to make sure you.
Okay. Yeah, 28.
I was maybe asleep when I did it.
At least more bacon for me, but you know, I probably ought to make
don't
sure you.
Well, that's it was almost 80 pounds of bacon. So.
Sounds about right. All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Public services. Any report?
Nothing to report.
Thank you, ma'am. And public property.
The only thing that I got to report is the pet playground equipment has been installed, and they're renovations to the pools from the law, aggressive, so that's about it.
Keep up the good work, thank you very much.
Mr. Mayor, the sidewalk. In the last meeting, it said that VDOT, you're supposed to talk to VDOT about the sidewalks to Avondale Acres contracts?
We're still waiting to receive the actual agreements from VDOT. Once we receive those, then we plan on meeting with the Public Properties Committee and the representatives from VDOT.
Okay, and that will be a public, that the public can come to for the Public Properties Committee?
Yes, it'll be an open meeting.
Okay, and will the date be published on the website then, so that, or if you can let me know?
Yep.
Great.
Yes.
Thank you.
This time we're gonna move on to the consent agenda. Floor is yours.
What's your pleasure? I move for approval of the consent agenda.
We have a motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussions? Call for the vote.
Ms. Faltz?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
Ms. Good?
Yes.
All right, that passes. Thank you. This time we're gonna move into old business. Mr. Faulkner, I'll let you introduce this if you would.
Yeah, this is a, excuse me, this is a special use request on the Triplett School Cafeteria LLC, where Mr. Holtzman's requesting a special use permit to convert the existing cafeteria into four apartment units. The Planning Commission met last Monday and recommended approval of the Planning Commission. I've included the parking diagram in the packet, and Mr. Holtzman is here this evening if anyone has any questions.
Floor is open.
I make a motion to approve the special use permit for the Triplett School Cafeteria.
Motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion?
I would like to say a few things about that, if you don't mind. I have talked to Mr. Holtzman in length about this. I had a concern, and have had for a while, that though the project may be a project that we really wish to go forward, the official ordinances tell us that we are supposed to have some information that was never given to us or the Planning Commission. We're supposed to have a site plan. We're supposed to have information about the traffic and so forth. Now, some of that, Todd said we had the traffic information, but it's never been given to us. And because our ordinances specify that we are supposed to have this, or it is not considered a complete application, I would like to amend our decision to give a conditional approval that we can approve this evening, if that's the will of this body, to go forward with it, but also have a condition that the site plan be returned to us for final approval, along with the traffic statement analysis that was given to VDOT, which he already has. But that is, we are supposed to be giving that. We are supposed to be giving that. And we haven't gotten any of that. So to make it all clean and clear and tight and a bow, we need that information. I would also like to recommend that we put a condition on it that the work day begins at 7 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock, in favor of the representatives that came at the last meeting we had with this that weren't particularly interested in having their day begin with the knocking and carrying on that could proceed from this type of work on that property.
So your amendment that you were proposing is to conditionally accept this with receiving, once we receive the site plan and the traffic inspection, as well as a timetable on noise.
Yes.
Am I right about
yes,
that?
Yes, sir. And then we can make that the final.
Okay.
Approval.
We have a proposal for an amendment to the main motion. Does anyone care to second that? There's no second?
If we, may I say, if we let this go by without even considering it, we are not abiding by our own ordinances.
Let me ask you, I'm going to ask a question at this time. Is there a problem? Would it be the will of the council possibly, if the conditions were there minus the noise? What seems to be, is there a holdup on this? And is there, what she's bringing up, is there?
The only thing I can really speak to on is the first condition. I've talked to Mr. Holtzman. I think he's in the process of having a site plan done. Obviously, it goes back to the earlier discussion about existing building. A lot of the improvements will be done on existing building. There's a lot of building code regulations, which the town does not govern. That's done by the building inspection department. But, I mean, I have no problem in, you know, receiving a site plan and reviewing it and working through with Mr. Holtzman to, you know, to see that the ordinances of the town are followed.
In regards to the noise, I mean, I've saw the minutes and I've talked with others. This is just me. I think the noise aspect of it is a bit pulling the teeth on that one. I understand where you're coming from with the main part of your amendment, but the noise part, I don't know that. If I was sitting as council, I'd have a hard time with that being attached to it as a second.
We have two people that came in from the surrounding area and had that as an issue for them.
Understood.
It's too late to hold down.
Everybody doesn't come to the meetings, though.
Well, this is everybody's opportunity.
And
I mean, we can't force people to come to the meetings, and the ones that do, I understand we need to listen as well, but.
But a special use permit has the power given to the town as to what happens. We are not going to be, they're going to be doing a lot of building over there from the main school building and all the structures that are going to be in the back. Or at least that one building, if we could change the pattern a little bit to make it convenient for the residents. I don't think that that's asking too much.
I want to ask, one second. I want to ask Mr. Holtzman.
If when the opportunity presents itself, I'd love to address the council.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Just when were you planning on breaking ground on this project?
We have a few projects to finish, and I would imagine that we would start the demolition inside the building sometime in the early part of next year. And I would think that we'd be on this project for probably 9 months from the time we start to the time we finish. And we have some framing and some swinging of hammers, but then you have all the other things that go along with it, the painting and the plumbing and all the different aspects of the construction process.
My question was, if you were doing this more into the wintertime, your crew starting at 6 o'clock really isn't probably going to happen as easily anyway. It's not really going to be a factor because
people like to work when the sun is up.
Yeah, I mean, and that makes the most the most sense. Do you see your crews beginning at 6 o'clock? I'm somewhat familiar with the construction side of your business, and typically your jobs don't start till after.
We are typically a 7 to 4 type of application, but everybody's very busy and we're trying to get the work done, and so sometimes people come in and work on the weekends. And the closest neighbor would be directly across the street, and the second closest neighbor would be probably 75 yards behind a single house. back behind the mill. And, you know, for the neighbor across the street, I made the point that every time a tractor trailer goes down the hill with the jake brake on, it is 10 times louder than the hammer we're swinging inside behind closed doors in that cafeteria building. So from a developer and from someone who represents other businesses in town, we open the door to work restrictions, then why should any other business be allowed to start at 5 o'clock in the morning? And, you know, if I'm a roofer and I want to pull the metal off the roof before the blazing heat of the sun, those guys start at 5 o'clock in the morning. I think that's a slippery slope. And, you know, we have noise ordinances already, and if we're making a disturbance for the residents, they have the ability to complain to the police department. The police department will be dispatched to handle it. But it's not going to be an issue on our job site.
Yes, sir.
I thought about this at the public hearing. I think this whole concern about noise is sort of short-sighted. It's not going to last forever. My residence is just above a project that Todd's crew has been working on for some time, and I hear drilling, and I hear hammering, and I hear sawing. But what I see are men that have put to work, are doing a good job of what they do. They obviously are very proud of the work that they do. I see improvements to the town. I see an improvement that has the potential of increasing my own property value. And so I think to say that noise is a big issue is really short-sighted. You cannot have progress without noise. If we're going to say no noise, then this town would just stop.
I don't believe I asked for no noise. Just a little bit later starting time.
Well, I will bring it back around. Is there anyone that would want to second this? If not, the amendment will die on the table. I'll give one last shot. Anyone want to second? All right, Ms. Gibbs, I'm sorry that the amendment does not stand. We're back to the main motion with a second, and any more discussion on that before I call for the vote? Call for the vote, please.
Ms. Faulks?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
I abstain.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
I abstain.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
Ms. Good?
No.
All right, we have three votes yes, two abstention, and one vote no. Does that constitute?
Yeah.
Does that mean that I need?
It passes.
That is the quorum. I want to make sure that we are correct.
Yes.
I was thinking we needed to have the four. All right. Well, just in case we do, I would vote yes for this project, just in case that passes. Number two, Mount Jackson Solar 1-2, LLC.
I recommend that we approve the special use permit for the solar 2.
I'll second.
We have a motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Call for the vote.
Okay, Ms. Faulks?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
Ms. Good?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. That passes. I have no new business coming before us. I don't have a closed session. And the Yankees play in 7 minutes. So thank you all very much. This meeting is adjourned.